This word is really a blessing and encouragement for us. But it's also bringing a revelation to our heart that we need to have in our heart, like you shared, to seal or let the seal be with the heart. But what really blessed me in what you were sharing, and when Ruth came at the midnight, and the message that she got from her mother-in-law, what is in Ruth chapter 3 and verse 3, we see how the requirement is to come at the midnight unto our master, unto Jesus. And it said, "Watch thyself, therefore." So we need to be clean and anoint thy. We need the anointing. And put off thy raiment upon thee. We need a covering. And God is giving us all these things. And it's step by step that we do these things. And then he said, and get thee down to the floor. It means to go to the lowest place that we can get. Not brag about ourselves or standing in our proud or anything like that, but lower ourselves in that day. And it is a place to come in the midnight to him. And I believe Boaz really gave her a prophecy in the beginning, because in the verse 2, chapter 2 and verse 12, he said, "The Lord recompenses thy work, and the full reward will be given thee of the Lord of Israel. Under those wings art thou come to trust." It's a good an end of trust, but he said a full reward. He does not say that we are getting 10% or 50% or a little bit. Full reward, and full reward is a fullness that is giving to her. And even in the beginning, when you were speaking about from the 12th chapter of Revelation, it really hit me when I was going through this, that the dragon, he lost quite a many battles there. It was not only one battle. He lost the battle about the man-child. He could not have it. He lost it. And because he lost it, it was war in heaven. And when the war in heaven started, he lost that battle because it was against the blood and against the word of the testimony. And he was casting down as the accuser of the brethren. He was losing that war as accuser. And when he was falling down from that place, the word said in 12th chapter and in verse 12, he says that he knew that he have a short time. So even through all these things, he know that he have a short time. And what voices are we hearing in the world today? We are hearing that we have a short time to save the earth, to save the climate change, to save all the things, because if we do not, it will destroy the whole earth. But this is a voice of the lie. It's a voice of the father of the lie to the creation. It is not going to go down, because it is a creation of God and it belongs to him, and he can do whatever he will with it. It is in his hand, and if he make his creation, he can let it stand forever. And this voice of the enemy is really sounding that he have a short time. And it really, I didn't see it before, but it tells us that the enemy, he know that his time is running out. So thank you for this word, brother. That's good. Thank you. Bless you. May the grace and mercy and blessing and the protection of God be with you and in you. Amen.
You know, Jim, there's some interesting meaning of the names of these characters in Ruth. You know that the name Ruth means beauty, and the name Orpah is hardened neck, and also could mean double-minded. So in the beginning, she had half a mind to go back with her mother-in-law, with Naomi, but half a mind is not sufficient. What does James say? The double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Ruth was of a full mind. She was a straight mind. She was not double-minded. She'd made up her mind that the God of Naomi was going to be her God. They were going to be her people. That's where she would die. Amen. And it's sort of a picture of the overcomer that you read in Revelation 12. They overcame by the word of their testimony, the blood of the Lamb, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Amen.
Talking about the names of the characters in the book of Ruth, Mark, do you know what the name of the man that was first in line to redeem Ruth is?
Yeah, his name was, what's his name?
Such a one.
Such a one. He never got his name in, Larry, because he wasn't worth naming.
That's right. God sees everything we do, and he judges our actions. And that man was unfaithful to fulfill his role that he was called to do. And God didn't even consider him worthy to have a name.
But you know, Boaz did this, quote unquote, to raise up the name of either Malan or Chilion,
mm-hmm.
but Chilion. That name is never mentioned again, because the child was considered then the child of Boaz.
Mm-hmm.
And Boaz, of course, was the son of Rahab the harlot,
wow.
Also who turned away from her gods, mm-hmm. and turned to the Lord Most High.
Amen. Amen. muted.
Mike, were you trying to say something a bit ago?
No, I was having a little trouble muting. I kept pushing the thing there to mute it, and it wasn't doing it, but finally it did.
What's this one? I wonder if I...
Brother Edie, do you have something to share?
No, I just have a word. I just think to pray. To pray. I want to say a word of prayer.
Okay.
Lord, we thank you for you said that a servant does not know what his master does, but a friend knows. Dear Lord, Lord Abraham was your friend, is your friend, and you said that you will not keep him in the dark in respect of the thing that matter to your heart. Lord, as we come today, we see you say to us, extending your hand of friendship unto us, dear Lord, and telling us what it is, how much you are missing us, how much you want us to come away, how much you need us to be with you, dear Lord. There are people who are involved with so many things. By the time came when you said that you would want the disciples, the apostles, to come with you to a secret place, just to be with you. We see a brother like John, the beloved, who will just put his head upon your breast, dear Lord, to feel the thing that the heart beats, your heart beats. So we come, we say, Lord, we hear you. We hear the invitation, dear Lord, to come to the marriage feast, to come to be joined with you. What else should be more important than this invitation to come to the marriage feast, to come and become one with you? Lord, to return back to that place that Lord Adam was at the beginning. That place, he says, you will come in the cool of the day to commune, oh God. Lord, we ask that the grace, for when you send your word, you send grace with your word. That the grace of your word will come upon us, over us, and pull us, oh God. And help us to come away, Lord, to break away from all the other marriages. Break away from the things that take our attention. And that day you said to Peter, lovest thou me more than these? And you asked him three times, lovest thou me more than these? And we see you say unto us, hear you say unto us this afternoon, lovest thou me more than these? And while we are trying to respond like Peter, you know that we love thee. We are saying, Lord, look into our hands And as we look, we say, Lord, all those areas where we have preferred you, we have preferred our necessary food more than you, we have preferred our necessary jobs more than you, we have preferred our necessary financial needs more than you, we have preferred our comfort more than you. Now, where you are no longer more precious than silver, where you are no longer more costly than gold, you are no longer more beautiful than diamonds, have mercy upon us, oh God. Where we have taken, Lord God, the beauty that you have beautified us and gone to lavish it on other things, have mercy upon us. We come in repentance. Where you are trying to woo us, you are saying, come away, and we say, let me go do this. The man said, I will follow you, but let me go and bury my father. Lord God, may we give up, oh God. Let this word that you have brought to us today, my God, let it work out life. Let there be a response, oh God. Where our rooms have been empty, our rooms of fellowship, of communion with you have been empty. Where you come and you are coming and it's empty, we're asking you that you will help us to return. We repent. We repent from the spirit of harlotry. Have mercy upon us for the things that the legitimate and legal things. Have mercy upon us, oh God. My God, we receive this word. Let it provoke a response, oh God. Let it provoke something presently and the days to come. Hallelujah. He said said in Isaiah, say, come my people into your closet. Shut the door a little while. That we might respond to you. We might come. We might come in waiting. We might come in whatever way, prayer, oh God. That we might come away, oh God. May we be a people who have come away and who are coming away, oh God. So that you will share your heart with us. You will share your secret with us. And we will receive the energy to be able to do that which we must do at this time. Thank you, our Father. Let your name be blessed and exalted. Yahushua's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, Jim, the passage that you read in Luke, the three excuses, the one man tied to the earth, the other to his ministry, could be the ministry too, and the third to the wife, and this could also speak of in the natural family, that he had put something there ahead of Christ. You put your kids, you put your grandkids, even your wife. I think Jesus mentioned that one time, you know. And I'm sure there's been many a man who has said that he couldn't come into this teaching, he couldn't come into this word because his wife wouldn't agree with it. So, you know, when Jesus said, think not I came to bring peace, but I came to bring a sword, And this thing is sometimes going to cut right down through the middle of the house. There's men that are married to a woman of the world. She wanted to go that way. And I know that she's sanctified because of his walk and his faith. But on the other hand, he can't send his own soul to hell to follow her. Or the other way around. Well, praise the Lord. We have a new brother with us today, Brother Charles Eck. Am I saying that right, Brother Charles? Brother Charles?
Yes, sir.
From London, right?
Yes, sir.
We're glad to have you with us, Charles.
Thank you, sir.
Where are you? Oh, you keep moving around on the screen here. Come on and greet us, would you please, brother? There you are. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the burden and the message. It's my joy to be part of this message for a long time. And I've been having difficulties logging in until Brother Boma gave me the details to be contact you. Thanks, sir.
Okay. Well, we're glad you could be with us. I understand you had trouble getting on last week. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know these brethren, Brother Charles? Do you know some of these other brethren?
We know him.
Yeah.
You know him. Okay.
Brother
Charles. Yeah. I see my God are here.
But Charles, you're welcome.
They've caught me. Thank you, sir. This is Uncle Iman and the wife.
Charles, welcome.
Are you going to be with us? You didn't ask.
Yes. Uncle, I'm so happy to see you.
Charles, bless you.
Bless you, sir. Hey, Uncle Ross. That's lovely.
Bless you.
Bless you, sir. I appreciate it. Are you good? Hey. Please, I'm so sorry, everyone. Please, just bear with me. Yeah, this I came in the right point at the message you had today. Please, everybody, please have mercy on me and accept me. I'm sorry I've been away for a long time.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, we thank you all for being here today, and I believe we've come to the end of our time. So we should say goodbye to each other, and we will meet again soon.
Amen.
Bye. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Bye.
Thank you, Jim, for bringing the word.
Thank you, sir. We met the last time at your house last year.
Amen. Well, Brother Edie has prayed, so I believe we go with that blessing.
Amen. Amen.
And the prayer was asking a response. So let us, in our heart, respond to the Lord in this. Amen.
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 Okay, well, this is goodbye.
Bye.
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 Oh my God! See my people.
Howard, are you still on? Howard's gone. Okay.